Your goodness, your mercy, your grace. Without you, God, we're nothing. Lord, we can't live, move. We can't do anything. And Father, we ask you now to just have mercy. Let us recognize your grace and appreciate and acknowledge it. Father, we thank you now. We come in worship with adoration. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Your love is our inspiration. That's why we worship you, God. Not because of what you give us, but because you're just awesome, God. You're great. You're greatly to be praised. And we lift you because we love you because you love us. Hallelujah. We love you, God. Father, we come with a right view of you. That's why we could worship. Because we have a view of you, of who you are. Lord, we didn't just come to sit and get tired. We came to worship you. We came to lift up holy hands without wrath or doubt. We came to lift up our voices and sing praises unto you and with our whole heart worship you. With our mind, we want to serve you. We exalt your name. We exalt you, God. We lift you. You're worthy, oh God. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be worshiped. And we just want to talk to you, God, and tell you what we think about you, how you're worth, what you're worth to us, Lord. You're, knowing you is more precious than silver, more costly than gold, more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares to you. Father, I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for health and healing. I thank you for deliverance and power. I thank you for anointing and grace. I thank you, God, for your gifting. I thank you, Lord God, that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And he delight in his way. And Lord, that you said that though he fall, he will not be utterly cast down. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for a revelation of you and worship and who you are and what you stand for, what you came to do and how you did it and how you're coming back to do again the things that you said you would. Father, I thank you, God, that you sent your word to heal us, but you also sent your word to prosper us because you sent it to prosper the thing whereunto you sent it. And we thank you, God. Father, we thank you. Help us to understand the importance of worshiping you. For you inhabit the praises of your people, Israel, and we thank you now. We surrender. We come out with our hands up. Lord, we have nothing hidden. We're open to you, Lord. We're open to you, God. We want to receive whatever it is you have for us as we press our way in the Spirit. We thank you now. We love you, Lord. We glorify you. Now, Father, I pray, God, that you touch these people that are here standing in your presence. I pray, God, that you do something for them, Lord God, that I can't do for them, that their family can't do for them. I pray, God, that you do something in their life that they'll know it's you and that their faith will be encouraged and ignited, God. Father, we thank you right now. We glorify. Lord, you said if we come into your presence, it's fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. We're here, God. And we need you, Father. We glorify your name. We praise your holy name. Lord, give me clarity of thought and precision of speech. Let my tongue be the pen of a ready writer. Let the hearts of the hearers be the tablet in which I shall write upon the word of faith. Your word, the word that brings deliverance and healing and power and peace and prosperity to those that hear and believe it. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love and grace. Thank you, God, for your peace and joy. Thank you, God, that you're with us through troubles and trials and sorrows and pains. Thank you, God, that you've given us the antidote, the answer to everything. That's Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. Father, we'll be careful to glorify your name and praise you and lift you up. We'll join with the men and women, seraphim, the many-eyed cherubim that chant and declare one to another that you're holy, God. You're holy, God. You're holy, and your glory fills the earth, and we thank you now. Praising your name, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I want to use for a thought topic, sacrifice required. Sacrifice required. Subtitle, real worship entails sacrifice. Sacrifice is required. Now, and so he was showing him, he stretched forth his hand and he took the knife and got ready to kill his son, to slay him. And the angel of the Lord called out of heaven, Abraham, Abraham. He said, here I am. Don't lay your hand on the lad. Don't do anything to him. Right? Verse 12. And he says, for now I know thou fearest God. See, we serve God for different reasons. But do we serve him because we reverence him? The beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Do we serve God because, come on, Job, let me get a witness here. Since I can't get one here, I'm going to get Job to witness. Job, the Bible says that the devil tried Job because he told God, he said, if I do this stuff to him, I bet you I can make him curse you to your face. I bet I can make him give up on you. And sometimes we go through stuff and we feel like giving up on God. Why would we give up on the only person that can do something about our situation? That is just the devil that's in your mind telling you, you know, you ought to just quit. Don't pray. Just leave it alone. Don't go to church. Don't read the word. Just whatever happened, gonna happen. You know what? I would not put my chances on giving up on God. But I'm going to trust him. I'm going to believe in him. I'm going to wait on him until I can't wait anymore. And I need to say this also, that nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. God, if you don't do it, I still trust you. Let me get another witness. Job again. He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And if I can get anybody to understand that sometime you're going to go through problems and troubles and trials and tribulation, but thanks be to God, I'll trust him that even if I'm going through, that he's able to keep me while I'm in it. Not only is he able to keep me while I'm in it, but he's able to pick me up out of it while I'm still going through, while I'm too weak to pick myself up. God will pick me up out of the muck, out of the miry clay, and place my feet on a rock. I'm almost done, y'all. He sacrificed. Got ready to sacrifice his son. And the angel of the Lord spoke to him. You see, let me tell you something. You got to know how to hear God, because if you don't hear him, you'll make a mistake. Amen. If you don't hear him, you'll go too far with stuff. Amen. Let me tell you how I know, because so many people, they take the word of God, and it is the word, but they can't hear God, so they just take the word and they kill people with it. Just murdering, just cutting them down. I know preachers, that's all they say. I cut them today, Doc. And I say, and you ain't bleeding? Because you need to be cut too. Amen. Amen. This, you know, you can't cut a tree down and don't get sawdust on yourself. It goes for me too. So the angel of the Lord called out to him and says, don't lay your hand on him, but I know now that you fear God, seeing that thou has not withheld thine son, thy only son, from me. Do you know that in that day when Abraham had made a covenant with God a while back, if you go back a few chapters, he had made a covenant with God. And because he was in covenant, that people in that day, when you were in covenant with someone, then the person who you were in covenant with, they, whatever you would do for them, they were bound to do the same thing for you. All right. Y'all stay with me. And since they were bound to do the same thing for you, God noticed something about Abraham and said, Abraham, since you were willing to give your only son for me, all right. I'm willing to give my only son for you, preaching here. Oh, somebody should have, could have shouted on that one. I'm willing to give my only son for you. And that's what God did. He said that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And this one don't make you feel good. It's all right. Take the lesson and go. Amen. And then it says that he looked, Abraham lifted up his eyes. He says, that first off, he said that you wouldn't even hold your only son from me, your only son, the only one that I promised you, the only one that makes you laugh. And this is the funny thing about this, is that God asked him to sacrifice what makes him happy. I didn't tell you that earlier, but we got to sometimes sacrifice what makes us laugh. Sacrifice what makes us happy. Isaac's name meant laughter. Or he laughs. It meant laughter. And anything that makes you laugh ought to make you what? Happy. Amen. And so God asked him, he said, take what makes you happy. Take what makes you laugh. And I want you to give it to me. I want you to sacrifice it to me. I don't want you to have it any longer. Give it to me. Will we sacrifice what makes us laugh? Will we sacrifice what makes us full of joy? No, we won't do that. Because we want to hold on. It makes us feel good. All right, I'm going to get through. Get through here. It's an odd day for an odd message. It says he offered him. Said you offered a burnt, offered him for a burnt offering instead of your son. He said, look at this. He said, Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, verse 13. Behold, behind him, a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. Now, the thing about this is that God only told Abraham to go and offer up his son. Then God stopped him from offering his son. That was the end of it. But Abraham said something. He said, God will provide himself a sacrifice. Didn't he say it? And so, because Abraham had that kind of faith in God, God never told him to offer the ram. Look at it. He never told him to offer the ram, but what happened was, because Abraham had so much faith in God, God said, I'm going to put something there and let me see if he's going to really give me something anyway. He put it there. He said, let me see if he's going to give me something. Now, he could have took that ram after 3 days of walking and said, we're hungry. But he gave it to God. Lord have mercy. Abraham looked, and behind him, it didn't say God put, you know, I know we used to hear that preach, God sent the blessing on this side of the mountain while they were climbing that side of the mountain and all of that stuff, and I'm good with that. But guess what? It didn't say that God took the ram and tied him up in the bushes and got him hung up. No, Abraham looked around, and all of a sudden he saw the ram, and because he loved God, because he trusted God, he gave God what he found. That he could have used for himself. He still sacrificed even though God didn't require him to. Will you sacrifice even what God don't require you to sacrifice? Will you give to God even though he didn't ask you for it? But Abraham, this is what I love about it. Abraham had faith in God. When he spoke the word, he said, God will provide. He did it. All right, let me go on and get through. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. Abraham went and took the ram and offered it for a burnt offering, right, instead of his son. Do you know that the Lamb of God was offered instead of us? We should have been dead. We should have been crucified. We should have been put on that cross. But because he was offered in our stead, we don't have to die that death. Okay, verse 14. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. As it is said unto this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Now, Jehovah Jireh means what? No, but yeah. No, but yeah. Look at what it says. Jehovah Jireh actually means, it doesn't mean provider, but we take it as provider because look at what it says in verse 14. It tells you what it means. The law first mentioned when studying the Bible, you'll find that everywhere you see a word, whatever it says about the word, when you first see it, that's what it means everywhere. Got it? Jehovah Jireh. That's what it said. And it said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be what? Seen. Teaching now. Amen. That means that God will see. That's all it means. God will see. First off, God will see that my heart's right toward him. Second off, God will see me through whatever I got to go through. I'm about to close now. I'm about to close. So when we start talking about him being our provider, actually what we're saying is that God will see me through. Yeah. Come on and say amen now. So when I say he's my provider, God will see me through whatever my difficulty is. God will see me through. Abraham had something that he was supposed to do, and he didn't know what how it was going to happen, but he knew one thing, that Jehovah Jireh, he knew that God will see me through. God will see to it that I get what I need. God will see to it that everything will flow just right. God will see to it that I get to the place that he want me to go. When he tell me to go to a place that I'm going to show you, he said, God will see to it. I know God will see to it. I know God will see me through it. That's why David could write and say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't fear no evil because God will see me through. Tell somebody, God will see you through. I don't care what you're dealing with, what you're going through, God will see you through. Come on and say amen. Jehovah Jireh means God sees. God will see my sacrifice. If nobody else don't see you sacrificing, God will see your sacrifice. In other words, if nobody pats you on the back and says good job, don't you worry about it, because God will see your sacrifice. Come on and say amen. God will see to it that your prayers are answered. Come on and say amen now. We got to understand that God will see us in our struggle. He'll see us when we surrender. God will see us in our tribulation. God will see us in our pain, in our difficult times. God don't turn his head from us, but God sees us. And let me tell you something about when God sees us. If God can see me in my trouble, don't you know that he won't let me stay in trouble, because he's my shepherd. He's going to come get me out of trouble. He's going to lift me up. Come on and say amen in here. God will see me in my pain, and he won't allow me to stay in pain, but God will soothe my pain. Come on and say amen. He will see me in my fear, but he won't let me stay in fear, because he said, I give you a measure of faith. Come on and shout amen here. Just when you thought that God didn't see you, he's still looking. God, oh, come on and say amen. The older people say God is looking and he's booking. Come on and say amen now. We got to understand that he sits high and he looks low. He never slumbers nor does he ever sleep. But I'm so glad that God is able to see me. Come on and tell somebody, God sees me. Since God saw what happened on Mount Moriah with Abraham, God said, I'm not going to withhold my son because you didn't withhold your son. The whole idea here is that when Abraham was going to sacrifice his only son, God said, I'm going to sacrifice my only son. The only difference between me and Abraham is that Abraham couldn't raise his son. He had to depend on me to raise him. But the thing I'm going to do for my son, I'm going to give his life for a bunch of people who don't believe. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. I don't know about you, but that's enough for me to pledge my allegiance to the only wise God because of what he's done for me. Christ died on a cross. Isaac carried the wood. Christ carried the cross up Golgotha's hill. Somebody to say yes here. And guess what the Bible says? It said that no man take my life. I lay it down. I believe that Isaac said, Daddy, you ain't got to kill me. Just show me where you want me to lay. And he laid down on the wood. Come on and shout yes here. Shout glory here. Do you know in a normal sacrifice, back in the pagan sacrifices, they would cut open the abdomen and they would take the guts out and they would say, this thing has given its all. In other words, it makes sure that there ain't nothing left on the inside. Just cut you wide open. That's what Abraham was getting ready to do to Isaac. He was going to cut him wide open. But the Bible said when Jesus died that he was pierced in the side. Do I have anybody? Came out water and blood. Water for the washing and the redemption of the blood. Come on and shout amen here. But I want to let you know what happened. The Bible said that he died on that old rugged cross. But he didn't stay dead. It was 3 days. Just like the 3 days journey, it was 3 days. On the third day morning, then God raised up Jesus. The Father raised up the Son with all power. Come on and shout glory. But the one thing that he did do, it wasn't that he gave him only all power. He said, but everybody that's a son, I give you power to become sons through what Jesus has already done. So when Jesus died, he died so that I might be a son. And so since I'm a son, I'm going to trust in my Father that whenever I lay down and die, that he'll pick me back up. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4 around verse 13 that we shouldn't be ignorant concerning them that are asleep. Oh, come on and shout amen, because he said that it won't prevent them that are dead from rising from the dead. He said first the dead in Christ, they shall rise, but we that are alive and remain, we shall be caught up. But let me give you a clue. If you ain't caught up now, you won't be caught up later. I'm caught up with him. He's the apple of my eye. He's the lover of my soul. I'm caught up with him so that when he comes back, when he cracks open the sky, I'm going to rise. I'm going to rise from the dead. I'll be raptured up to be caught up to meet him. Paul said these words, I don't know what I'm going to look like or what I'm going to be, but one thing I do know is that I'm going to look just like him, because he's my Father. I wish I had somebody that said I'm ready, because I know sacrifice is required. I gotta give my all. I gotta give till it hurts. I gotta praise till I'm tired. I gotta worship till I can't go no more. I wish I had somebody that say I ain't tired yet. I've been running for Jesus a long time, but I'm not tired yet. Come on and shout glory. Are you tired already? It don't matter. You don't have to say amen. God already amened his word. So I'll just preach until I get happy. I'll just preach until I'm ready to sacrifice. Come on and shout glory. Something simple that God asked us to do. He said, present your body a living sacrifice. But then he turns around and tells us, he said, with the sacrifice of praise. But we won't praise him. We won't open our mouth. We won't lift him. I wish I had a few people that said, I don't mind lifting up his name. I don't mind giving God praise. He's been too good to me. He's been better to me than I can be to myself. Anybody in the house, say, I know he will. I know the Lord is all right. Do you know the Lord is all right? Won't God bless your life? Won't he give you what you didn't even ask for? Come on and shout glory. Come on and shout hallelujah. What do you have faith for? I got faith that the Lord will save my children. I got faith that the Lord will heal my body and yours too. I got faith. Do I have anybody? While you're sacrificing, God is already providing. While you're doing your thing, God is already making a way for you. While you're helpless, God is helping you out. While your hands are lifted, God is opening up windows and pouring you out a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive. Do I have anybody? Go home today. Open up your closet. Say, I'm about to give this away because God is opening up. Say yes. Opening up windows. Don't worry about the windows. He'll even open up doors that's been closed in your face. Won't God do it? Won't God fix it? I know you're tired. I know you're tired. But let me tell you something. You got to keep on pressing. You got to keep on keeping on. Even though the enemy comes in like a flood, trust in the Lord that he'll lift up a standard. Anybody want to trust him? Anybody want to wait on him? The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles, run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I don't care what you're doing. You may not be able to fly. You might not be able to run. But at least walk with the Lord. If you can just walk with him, if you can just talk with him, just a little talk with Jesus will make it all right. Anybody in the house, tell somebody, say, won't he do it? Won't he do it? Will he do it? Will he do it? Yes, he will. Can I say, won't he do it? Won't he do it? Come on and shout glory. Won't he heal you when you're sick? Won't he oversee you when everybody's left you? He'll be a friend that stick closer than a brother. Say, won't he do it? Say yes. I'm about to go to my seat. Some of y'all ain't gonna say nothing, but could you say this one thing? Tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor, it's not that I'm ignorant, but let me tell you something. I may not know three things. I may not even know two things, but one thing I know. I know he's all right. Say yeah, say yeah, I know he's all right. Glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, I feel better. I'm about to go on, but I feel better, so much better. Since I laid my burden down, say yeah. Say yeah. Oh yes. Hallelujah. I want you to know sacrifice, it is required. Sacrifice. You know what that means? What you don't feel like doing. God says, still do it. I'm requiring you to do it. You've been talking about how you're struggling in your finances, but the Bible says, can a man rob God? Robbing is not stealing like somebody walk up and steal it. You didn't know it because God sees, remember? Robbing is when I walk up and I say, give it to me. And I just take it. In other words, are you taking from God? Now, let me explain this. You can't get it. It's not going to happen so quickly. But you got to get into sacrifice. If you give tithe or sacrifice, an offering, whatever the case. And listen, I'm not asking for an offering, but I'm trying to get you blessed. If you do those things, if you give and you're struggling, you can't stop giving because you struggle. Amen. You got to give till it hurts. You got to trust and give and trust and give and trust. Whatever area of your life is suffering, it's not just finances. If you're struggling to hear God, you got to sacrifice some time. You got to turn off Lifetime. You got to turn off ESPN. You got to turn your cell phone off. If you ain't a doctor that got patients at the hospital, it ain't going to hurt you to turn it off. And you have to go quiet your first. Listen, it's tough because you got to quiet your voice. Cause you try, if you don't,
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holding Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968.